it's time for the next installment of the Free Agent Film Room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Bo Wolf alongside NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, let's talk now about the defensive linemen, players who, whether it's going to be a 3-4 or 4-3 scheme, they will play on the line of scrimmage. And let's start with the man everybody knows and wants to talk about, Ndamukong Suh. Of course, the former second overall pick. He's got 36-some-odd sacks in his career. Let's see him on a stunt here.
A relentlessly powerful player.
A mean man.
Yes, yes. And here's a stunt, and here he gets a sack. But the thing that's so impressive about Sue is just the way he moves people. As I said, relentlessly powerful. You wouldn't call him necessarily a quick twitch guy who's, you know, whose quickness jumps off, but he just plays with such relentlessness, and he's so, so strong, and he just never stops. And he's a really good player, predominantly played at what we call a three technique in Detroit, where he lined up between the offensive guard and the offensive tackle. But I think from a D-tackle position, Bo, he could probably play anywhere at D-tackle and be really effective.
All right, well, we stay in Detroit, of course, a year after the Lions used a first-round pick on Sue. They used another first-round pick on Nick Fairley out of Auburn, and he is a very powerful man and very quick for his size, as you'll see with this first step coming up.
Fairley is a guy with great physical tools. He's had problems with his weight. He's had other problems. But when you see Fairley play at his best, he has great quickness off the ball, as that play indicates. He's got secondary quickness as well. A lot of guys are quick off the ball, Bo, but then they don't have that secondary quickness. They don't make a play. They're just quick off the ball. Fairley has a combination of both, and if he can get himself mentally right and stay healthy, he's a really, really good D-tackle. Probably another guy who would work best in optimum shape as a three technique, as a gap penetrator.
All right, well, let's talk now then about the players who make their living on the nose, and we'll start with Terrence Knighton from the Denver Broncos, a former third-round pick of the Jaguars. Went to Denver, really excelled in that defense.
Just look how much bigger he looks right there than everybody else. He is a huge man.
The man they call Pot Roast.
He has great, great power and great quickness. You know, the thing that always amazes me about guys like Knight, and it's why they're such good players, is their foot quickness. Because you see guys like that, and you don't think when you watch them that they're going to be able to move quite like that. But obviously he's got great power, can stalemate and win at the point of attack, but also has tremendous foot quickness in confined space and can get off blocks and then make a play. That's so critical. There's a lot of guys who can stalemate blocks. They don't make plays. He can stalemate, defeat blocks, and then find the ball and make a play.
All right, well, Dan Williams of the Cardinals is another primarily nose tackle, not quite as big as Knighton, but still just as good a player.
Yeah, Tennessee kid who came out, I believe a first-round pick, another guy that has some strength, has some power. You see right here where he's able to easily get rid of the offensive lineman and then be in perfect position to make a play. Kind of an overlooked player on a really good Arizona Cardinal defense, but I think Dan Williams really provides a lot inside with his combination of strength and movement. Another guy with very light feet for a big man.
And you talked about him being a former first-round pick. Two picks after Dan Williams was taken, the Miami Dolphins selected Jared Odrick, the versatile defensive lineman out of Penn State.
And Odrick has been a really good player. Here you see a beautiful power bull rush, just shoving the guard back. Odrick's played a lot of different positions. We've seen him line up at D-end. We've seen him line up at D-tackle as a three technique. We've seen him line up sort of as a nose shade, what we call a one technique. A very versatile player, a very good player. I really like Jared Odrick.
All right, Greg, our final defensive lineman, a man who sort of made a name for himself at the combine when he I think set a record
when
for bench press.
He lifted you, I believe.
He might have. Yes. Stephen Paya from Oregon State, then the Chicago Bears.
Yes, and Paya is predominantly what we call a nose shade or a one technique. Here you see him directly over the center. He's not a three technique. He's not a gap penetrator. He's a squat, stout, power inside player. Good athlete, as you can see here. Not a superior athlete, but he's a piece on a defensive line. He's probably more of a 4-3 player, even though I think he could be a 3-4 nose. But he's a stout inside guy who's going to work primarily against offensive centers.
All right, well, good stuff, Greg. That'll do it for our breakdown of the defensive linemen set to hit free agency. For Greg Cosell, I'm Bo Wolf inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.